This weekend, Bobcat Goldthwait will perform stand-up comedy at the UARC Bowl on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. He's perhaps best known for appearing on The Letterman Show when he was just 20, or setting the Tonight Show couch on fire during an appearance on that program, or for appearing in a few of the Police Academy movies. But he's also the screenwriter of some dark comic films like the recent God Bless America, and he was the one-time director of the Jimmy Kimmel Show on ABC. This week, I talked to him about the art of stand-up and about what he's planning to do next.
You know, a lot of time, energy is spent of talking about me as a comedian and as a filmmaker, but nothing ever is brought up about my ballroom dancing. No, I think my stand-up is an extension of who I am a little bit, but I think the movies I make actually are a little bit more personal, and if you probably get a better idea how I think from the movies I make. Because when I do stand-up, you have to entertain the people. and unfortunately, a sad part of doing stand-up comedy is you have to keep the dumbest person in the room amused while you're up there. Because if not, they're going to be like a brush fire and ruin the show.
Gosh, I'd never thought of it that way. That puts a lot of pressure on.
There's a lot of pressure because, you know, as a comedian, as a filmmaker, the dumbest person, you don't have to keep them entertained. There's usually a new Judd Apatow movie opening or something.
Do you like to have this clunky way to ask this? Do you like to have a connection with the audience? I mean, because you are spending time up there, and it's...
Oh, when I'm on stage? Sure. Yeah. I say there's a connection that I get with a live audience, and that's why I keep going back. I ran out of money. That's why I do stand-up. Who am I kidding? when you're doing stand-up, if it's going well, it's a little bit like, it's kind of this living thing. It's a little bit like surfing or something, you know? And you do have to connect. I've never been a guy that goes on stage and just recites an act, and if you like it, that's fine. If you don't, you don't. So my act has always been really dictated by the response of the crowd. You know?
When you would do stand up on television, you've got a smaller amount of time. Is that a different kind of preparation?
Yeah, that's a horrible thing. Like, I used to get sick before. Like, I got on Letterman when I was 20, and I remember making myself physically ill. But it's hard for me because, I guess I could do 5 minutes, but it's then you're just like kind of forced to do. One of the things people never know about is when you do those 5 minute monologues. There's a talent coordinator and people, and they'll go over your act and they'll say, oh, don't do this, don't do that, say this, say that, and it really is really hard on comedians. You know, I think sometimes when a comic bombs, I think it usually has to do with that and not the comedian. You know.
Hmm. Now you retired from stand up for a while.
But it didn't like retire in the sense that I said, this is it, folks.
Right.
You know, it wasn't like, you know, Cher or
Sinatra.
Yeah. People weren't weeping like, oh no, what are we going to do without Bobcat Goldthwait's clapper jokes? People, oh no, who are we going to go to for the fresh take on Furbies? But, I think I stopped doing it because I was directing the Kimmel Show and now when I go back, I actually do enjoy it. I've just been really kind of busy in a really good way. You know, I just finished a new movie that I'm editing now, and I'm hoping to get this musical that I've been threatening to unleash on the world for a long time going. Hopefully next spring.
A musical that would be on stage.
It's just me all singing, all dancing. It's my tribute to Right Said Fred and Wang Chung, people who were big at the same time as I was. No, it's me doing. It's not me doing anything. It's me directing. It's a movie that I wrote. It's not a stage play.
Okay.
And it's based on a Kinks album from the 70s called Schoolboys in Disgrace.
Oh, that's a great album.
I love that album. It's my favorite album of all time. So I have Ray's consent, and Ray Davis has been involved in the development of it. And we finally have an actor or two attached. So hopefully that'll go next spring. That's great. You know that record. It's not a very well-known album, but the songs are great. And so you know, Ray was like, "Well, who's going to see this?" And I go, "You know, all the kids that hate Glee." So I don't know if that's true or not. But this is the thing I'm very passionate about.
Now you're doing multiple shows here. If you've got a show at 8 o'clock and then one, you know, a couple hours after that, is it pretty much the same show, or do you kind of wait to see what the crowd's like?
They are different usually, not drastically, but I think I change my set list like the way Fish does, maybe.
Joke that goes for 22 minutes?
I have a joke that goes 22 minutes. It really helps if you're on grass. I think I change it up. I don't realize I changed it up, but last Saturday night, this guy goes, "Hey man, I came to here," and he like rattled off three or four routines, and I was like, "Oh!" And I was surprised I didn't do them. I was like, "Oh, I'm really surprised I didn't do them." But it's weird people like requesting bits, like, you know, I don't know. I feel like I'm a jazz bow. It's like, "Hey man, I wanted to do Take the A Train tonight."
Yeah, I would think that I want to go hear something I haven't heard before.
You would think, but that would make you a freak in American culture. I think people just like to be reaffirmed. They don't want new ideas. I think people want, you know, people don't like. Sometimes the movies I make don't work for people because I don't. They aren't punchline driven. So there's not like, you know, I'm not telling you where to laugh, and it's more about being awkward. And I think like God Bless America for some people too was just going to be, they thought it was going to be a movie where these characters go shoot and kill people that we all agree are terrible, and then we all feel better later. You know, I mean, the wheels have to fall off, and eventually they have to suggest maybe killing you. So you're going, "Hey, this killing is not a good idea." You know, when I ego surf, I like the IMDb things. It's like, "This film is hypocritical. It's saying it wishes people to be nice, and then they kill people." And I just want to kiss those people and go, "You are so smart. You are so smart. You broke the code. You caught me. I am a hypocrite."
Bobcat Goldthwait will perform stand-up Thursday and Friday nights at the UARC Bowl on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. Thursday night's show is at 8. Friday night's performances are at 8 and 10:30.